In a survey question for this think tank, the faculty were virtually unanimous that patients with good performance status and stage 1B disease should be presented with the option of adjuvant chemotherapy, and Dr. Lynch began the discussion by commenting on the concept of relative risk reduction and the potential impact of treatment in lower-risk patients.
I believe strongly that similarly to colon cancer, similarly to breast cancer, I think our problem with stage 1 lung cancer is very much the way when I was a fellow with node negative breast cancer, we all kind of thought it probably worked. There wasn't any hard evidence that it worked, and we had to wait for larger trials to be able to show that that same relative risk reduction requires a larger number of patients to demonstrate a benefit. So,
and that doesn't mean that you use it. It just means that you would estimate that there would be benefit there.
And you advise a patient based on their particular risk profile what you think the potential beneficial outcome would be in that setting. And I think oncologists are doing that already in practice.
So how did you answer this question, 1A disease?
I hope I answered in between, because there is the occasional 1A patient that I do talk to about adjuvant chemotherapy.
And if a 1A patient says to you, I understand there are side effects, et cetera, but will this lower my already modest or low risk for recurrence?
I tell them I think it probably will, to the best of our ability to estimate.
One other follow-up to Marty. Another thing, looking at other tumors, oxaliplatin was approved for colon cancer, is now standard of care as adjuvant treatment. They have absolutely no survival data. It's all disease-free survival. Is disease-free survival enough in an adjuvant trial of lung cancer?
That hasn't been used yet. I think that would be certainly a reasonable thing to look at. I think that even if you're overall survival or similar, I mean, this is such a symptomatic disease that would be a reasonable endpoint. I'd like to get back to the 1A thing. You know, if you asked me 6 months ago or a year ago, I would have probably agreed with Tom. There was the occasional 1A patient I would discuss this with. I think what I've learned is that the 1A patients, I used to say, well, if they were 2 centimeters and they had vascular invasion or something, and I got very nervous about those patients. The problem is that what we've learned from the 9633 update is that smaller tumors really didn't benefit, at least from what we can tell. So I think I'm a lot more conservative about that, and I put that I wouldn't do that. The problem is that this is a very heterogeneous disease. The breast cancer people learn this, and I think it's even more so in lung, and we can break it down on size. The fact that a 5-centimeter tumor is T2 and a 3-centimeter tumor is T2, and you know, for years there's been data that shows that those are higher risk patients.